Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 25 regarding Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Ranero, R-A-N-E-R-O. Kelly Ranero is a 40-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7-14-20. Period. She arose from a bench upon which she was sitting and fell forward onto her hands and knees. There she states she tripped and fell on the concrete as this occurred. She believes she injured her wrists and knees and went to Virtua Hospital emergency room the same day. She had further evaluation linked to a diagnosis of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome treated surgically. She continues to receive treatment by way of therapy and pain medications from Dr. Ramirez at Cooper Orthopedics. She complains about not being given light duty and that she did not have enough time out of work. As a result, she believes she re-injured herself on 8-12-20. She denies any previous injuries or problems with the involved areas. In paragraph, per her claim petition, Ms. Ranero alleged that on 7-14-20 she tripped and fell, injuring her knees, low back, and left hand. Her treatment records show she was seen at Virtua Emergency Room that same day. She was sitting on a bench outside of a doctor's office waiting for a client. She went to get up off the bench, then she tripped and fell forward. She complained about abrasions to her knees, left middle finger, but denied hitting her head. She was examined and found to have a small abrasion to the left third digit that was just proximal to the nail bed and superficial. There was no tenderness, joint laxity, deformity, or limited range of motion of either knee. She can bear weight on both lower extremities. X-rays of the right knee showed no acute osseous abnormalities. She was then treated and released. In paragraph, Ms. Ranero was then seen orthopedically on 9-4-20 by a physician assistant named Ms. Campanella. She described she was working as a home health aide where she took a client to a doctor's office. The office would not let her in secondary to the COVID pandemic. She was sitting outside on a bench. Stood up and tripped and fell onto her hands and knees. She went back to work prematurely, but now had recently begun doing some physical therapy for two sessions. She was using ibuprofen that was helping her as well. She also states she had another fall unrelated to this fall, causing injury to her elbow. She was seeing a neurologist for pain mediating from her neck as a result of this. This was unrelated to the initial fall. Upon exam, she had some patellofemoral malalignment with crepitus throughout range of motion. She does have multiple abrasions and eschar in the lateral anterior aspect of her lower extremities. They are in various stages of healing with no erythema or warmth. She was rendered diagnoses of bilateral knee patellofemoral instability and pain, possibly exacerbated by an acute fall onto her hands and knees. Ms. Campanella recommended continued physical therapy and returning to work when she felt comfortable. However, being treated for an unrelated problem may preclude her from returning to work as she had previously thought. She was going to follow up on an as-needed basis. New paragraph. Dr. Lipschultz evaluated the petitioner on 9-21-20 period. He noted after the emergency room, she saw her family physician named Dr. Gupta on 8-4-20 and 9-10-20, who recommended orthopedic evaluation. Patricia was then seen by the aforementioned physician assistant, a professional orthopedics period. Ms. Renero described being compliant with the physical therapy that was ordered for 3 sessions. Period. At this visit, she was doing well. She still had some mild knee discomfort, but nothing severe. She does have some scars on her lower legs, which she attributes to the fall. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed open vulvar wrist scars bilaterally consistent with recent carpal tunnel release surgeries done in September 2021. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Hands, wrists, and elbows normal. Extremities lower. Motion of the left knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Knee maneuvers normal. Spine cervical. She was tender to palpation about the left lateral anterior chest wall. Period. Thoracic. There was superficial tenderness at the interscapular musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Period. Lumbosacral. She had superficial tenderness about the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. Period. This evaluator was extremely gentle in palpation. Period. The examinee wept at the end of the exam, stating she was in pain. Period. Hand dynamometry demonstrated reduced effort on both hands, more pronounced on the left than the right. These are consistent with volitionally limited effort. Period. Impressions. On 7-14-20, Kelly Renero got up from a bench outside of a doctor's office and then tripped and fell onto her hands and knees. She did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. She was seen at the emergency room that same day where x-rays of the right knee were negative. She was then treated and released and advised to follow up with an orthopedist. She was seen by a physician assistant in an orthopedic office on 9-4-20. In the interim, she evidently had seen her primary care physician. Ms. Campanella recommended continuing conservative measures without need for follow-up. Dr. Lipschultz saw her on 9-21-20 and also commented about the absence of need for further treatment or testing. However, the petitioner relates she underwent bilateral carpal tunnel release surgeries in September of 2021. These would not correlate with the incident more than a year earlier. New paragraph, the current examination found she wore a right wrist brace that was removed for the evaluation. There were recent carpal tunnel release scars. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities without any weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Provocative maneuvers about the hands were negative. Provocative maneuvers about the knees were negative. She did have crepitus at the left knee with flexion. She had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbosacral spines. There was superficial tenderness palpation at the interscapular and at interscapular musculature and the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. However, neither sitting or supine straight leg raise maneuver elicited low back or radicular complaints. At the conclusion of the evaluation, she demonstrated some weeping that was disproportionate to the objective findings. and the impact of the clinical evaluation. Period. She offers numerous subjective complaints and is on numerous medications. Period. Her subjective complaints are disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case from approximately 18 months ago. Period. End.